Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
Believe it or not, there are millions of men who, instead of needing help to boost their libido, need a little assistance to restrain it. As I said before, I knew a few of those guys in college. Boy, they had an over. But that's the age group, right? So I think we're talking today a little bit about, you know, a little bit older guys. And you hear about the Viagra commercials and, you know, if the erection lasts longer than 4 or 5 hours, you know, contact your doctor. Well, I'm not exactly sure that's where we're going with this. We're talking about anti-aphrodisiacs for controlling that overactive libido. My guest today is Dr. James Ellist. He's been in private practice in Beverly Hills, California since 1982, specializing in urology. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ellist. So, is really an overactive libido that common in men? What kind of men are we talking about? Teenage men?
Thank you. It is very common, you know, and the age goes from 25 to even 65. I have seen men, even in that age, that still they have, we call it over libido, you know, so their libido and their desire is very high. Of course, you know, there is no single cause for it. And that's the reason it's very difficult just to find out, you know, the solution. But as you said, erection is something, you know, that men do get every 90 minutes at night while men sleeping from, let's say, sleep at 10 or 11 o'clock until 6 o'clock morning. Every 90 minutes, they do
really?
Get an erection. Yeah. And the last erection
this
is
not
morning.
Teenage men.
As long as there is a blood vessel functioning and as long as the nerve is intact, men do get erection every 90 minutes. And the last one is morning. So when they wake up, they think that is because of their bladder. That's not true. It's not the bladder. Because your bladder also, always I tell my patients, get full during the day. So why don't you get an erection?
Now, let me ask you, is that uncomfortable, Dr. Ellist, is for men, if they're getting this every 90 minutes, because we're talking about some anti-aphrodisiacs, and I want to get through this list, and these are short segments, but is it uncomfortable as a woman? We're always wondering about that.
It is. Most of the time, you know, while they're asleep, they don't notice that much. The only time that they notice, and this is important and part of this subject that we're talking about, when they had other surgery, for example, a patient has circumcision, okay, due to health reason, he's diabetic, he has inflammation, swelling to the skin. At age 30, 40, he underwent circumcision. Or for religious reason, you know, some people convert at certain age and they have to be circumcised, okay. Or they go for certain kind of surgery, it is prerequisite for to have a circumcision. For example, if they want to do penile enlargement, all our patients must be circumcised. So when we do the circumcision, that's the time they feel uncomfortable and they have pain. Or patients who have penile implant for impotency or, as I said, for enhancement. These are the group of people that we try to give them medication and decrease their libido and their desire and their erection and bring it down.
And that's because you're also, they're healing from whether they've had circumcision or the implants, as you say. Now, let's just get through some of these hops, licorice. What are some of these all-natural anti-aphrodisiacs that men, and do they work for women as well?
Yes. Some of them, you know, like saw palmetto. Saw palmetto is very famous, you know, just to decrease the size of the prostate. And saw palmetto is a natural product. It does have effect on estrogen. It does increase estrogen and decrease testosterone. And anything would change that balance. You know, that's a very simple rule. Anytime you decrease testosterone and increase estrogen, okay? Estrogen is a female hormone. Testosterone is a male hormone. It's the king of the hormones for men. So anytime you decrease that one and increase the other one, that will decrease your libido and your sexual desire. Peppermint tea, camphor, licorice, all of them work the same way. And it does increase testosterone, it does decrease testosterone, and increase estrogen.
So these are things women should know about: licorice, peppermint tea, saw palmetto, if they don't want their husband's libido, you know, to be diminished at all. Exactly. Now, one interesting one to me, Dr. Ellist, is hops. Because, first of all, beer. So many men drink beer. And in my personal opinion, beer never does anything for the libido. It makes it so a man can't do, you know, but some people say, oh, no, if I get a little buzz on, I'm much more able-bodied. But I think it's just exactly the opposite. And you're saying that's true, isn't it?
That is very true. After three beers, three beers will start to decrease sexual desire. That's it. The number is three. Okay. And that's, again, the same, because it does affect and anything that works and the effect on your liver, because liver is the source of formation of cholesterol, and cholesterol forms testosterone. And anytime you work on the liver and have some kind of effect, medication or non-medication also, which affects on liver, that will decrease testosterone. And when testosterone goes down, estrogen goes up. And that's the reason sometimes you see men who have low testosterone, by taking medication, they have a little bit enlargement of their breast. Even they see their breast, they call it gynecomastia. The breast is a little bit large. And they say, why did I get an enlarged breast? You know, because your testosterone is low, and every time the balance goes down, the estrogen goes off. And estrogen, of course, you know, gives you some female characteristic. And one of them, you know, is enlargement of the breast.
And you do see that also with men going through prostate cancer hormone treatment, and their breasts get a little bit bigger. So,
exactly.
And mentioning the prostate, as far as men going through treatment, give us a little of the exact opposite. If they want a little help in that department, they want a little extra libido, they're going through maybe treatment or something, give us just a few in the last 2 minutes here of libido boosters, something that can help besides Viagra. If you know any all-natural things men can do to give them that little edge.
Of course, you know, Viagra and testosterone, remember, there are two different things that we are talking about, and we have to clarify that one, which is very important for your audience. Okay, Viagra does increase the blood flow to the genital, and patient gets an erection. Of course, it has to stimulate the brain also. Meanwhile, on the other side, you need desire, libido. Libido is appetite. If a patient's testosterone is low, he can take 200, 300, 400 milligram of Viagra and still does not affect. And that's the reason sometimes, you know, men who, as you mentioned, they're under cancer treatment, prostate, and we decrease their testosterone, if they take Viagra, it doesn't work. So we have to increase their testosterone. Testosterone and Viagra or any kind of medication which increase the blood flow should work with each other. This is very, very important. But you cannot give testosterone to everybody. You must check their prostate, because testosterone can increase the chance of cancer prostate. It doesn't form cancer. It doesn't initiate cancer. But if the patient has a one cell of cancer of prostate, and you give him testosterone, that can increase the size of the cancer in his prostate. So you must check his PSA before you initiate and give the patient testosterone. There's some natural product also, like L-arginine.
We only have 20 seconds left,
okay.
Dr. Ellis.
L-arginine does increase the blood flow to the genital area, and something, you know, I use L-arginine, L-citrulline for most of my patients, and that is very, very effective. But remember, testosterone and any medication which increase the blood flow should work with each other at the same time to give the men boost, energy, and very good sexual life.
Great information. Thank you so much. If you
sure,
missed any
pleasure.
Of that great information, you
Thank
can listen
you.
Anytime, on demand, on the go, at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Share these shows with your friends. We're giving you such good quality, credible information. That's what we're all about here at a health news network called Radio MD. Stay well.